This program is intended for mature audiences only.
In this juicy show, you'll learn how to breathe into your genitals, how to give your partner lots of the right kind of communication, and the importance of being invited in first, through words and through those delicate throbbing contractions from either the woman or the man whom you're massaging.
Make love to yourself. Become your favorite lover. Find time when you'll not be interrupted. Turn off the phone. Put on your favorite nightie or scented candle. Get some wonderful lube. Don't pleasure yourself necessarily to a climax. Pleasure yourself for the extraordinarily sensational experience of pleasure. So the first thing I like to do with my lover is to eye gaze and breathe. And once we've established a nice connection on this level, I usually take their hand and I'll place their hand somewhere on my body and I'll actually begin to teach them how to touch my yoni on an area other than my yoni. Because, well, I want the touch to be so intuitive. I want the touch to really receive as much from my body as I receive from their hand. So we sensitize the hand. The hand becomes an instrument of God. We send love, we send light, visualizations will work. And once we have a man or a woman who has this kind of sensitivity in the palm, in the fingertips, then we're very much ready to approach the sacred yoni temple.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. If you haven't already, please be sure to subscribe to our show to get free automatic updates to all upcoming shows as soon as they're released. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach people how to give and receive way more pleasure than they ever dreamed possible. Today on the show, we are talking about juicy genital massage. Many people think of a genital massage as something you do on the way to better things. I think that after today, your mind will be opened to having a hot, sexy, happening genital massage, no matter what happens next. Our guest is Carolina Fleischman, director of the Sacred Space Institute. Welcome, Carolina.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it is so much my pleasure. As director of the Institute, Carolina travels around the country gathering all types of people together for transformative experiences that help them connect their minds, hearts, bodies, and spirits. She's a sexological body worker and a tantric educator with extensive training in the arts of sexual healing. She's been facilitating sexual healing for both men and women for over 10 years. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I think our listeners love information about fun, especially when it's about transformation, too. And your programs do go deep into heart, body, spirit, and awareness. I love the depth you take people to while still inviting them to open to pleasure. So today, let's talk about some of your programs, and specifically one of your specialties, the juicy genital massage. Carolina, you teach these for both women and men, so I'm hoping we'll have time to hear about both. So I want to start by hearing more about you're teaching sensuality and sexuality to groups. How did a nice girl like you, a professional belly dancer, a yoga instructor, and a seminar leader wind up teaching all these wonderful things?
Well, I would say it was definitely my life's path. I was raised in a very open and free household. As a matter of fact, it was so open and so free. My single mom, who was an artist and painted beautiful paintings of naked women right in our kitchen, she would actually insist that my sister and I, for example, sleep in the nude. She would say, "You must sleep in the nude and let your body breathe." Well, at some levels, it was really a wonderful thing for my mother to have gifted my sister and I with this freedom. But at another level, it was kind of an opposite problem, because in my teens and 20s, I became very promiscuous and really was like the girl who couldn't say no. And oddly enough, even though I was completely out there and promiscuous, I really wasn't at all home in my body. I mean to say, it wasn't like I ever really felt pleasure. I just really had a lot of different experiences.
First of all, if you weren't feeling pleasure, how did that show up for you? How did you know you weren't feeling pleasure? Sort of, how did you know what you didn't know, kind of a question.
Well, I wish I could say it happened overnight, but it probably took about 10 years until I was really in my late 20s. And I started to really discover that I was doing this typically female thing, and I was really pleasing my man. And very little of the sexual experience I was finding was about me. I'm not saying I wasn't having an orgasm. Well, I was having your typical squeeze and pop orgasm. You know, the one that kind of goes like this. I think I'm coming. Oh! All right. Well, that's probably about 10% what we know we're able to have when we stop the tension type orgasm.
Yeah, wow. Well, that sounds like a lot of work, huh?
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of clenching. And I'm not saying if that's the type of orgasm some of your listeners are having that it's a bad thing. I just want to let them know that there's more on the menu.
Right. Well, you and I both know orgasms are good things. So we're starting from there. And, of course, we always want to say, how can we have more and better, right? So you started down that path of more and better.
Right. So getting back to my story, I was the girl who couldn't say no. And I was enjoying, I would say, about 10% of my sexual experiences, having these kind of tight, clenched orgasms. And I guess through the wonderful transformational movements that were occurring in the late 70s and early 80s, I started to really come into, well, what else is there? What else is available to me? And the backdrop of the feminist movement was really just the catalyst I needed to start taking back my body and investigating. In fact, even pulling from the Buddhist tradition of being the witness to really scan over what was true for me, what was real for my body. And that really opened up the whole world of delving into the sacred space of the yoni.
You were delving into the yoni and how you found that it was a great place for you to delve for your own healing.
Yes, my interest in my own genitals took me to an incredible journey of healing, emotional release, memories, somewhat painful. Going back to childhood, I discovered through yoni massage some disturbing memories of being touched inappropriately. And it really was a liberating experience and so life-transforming that I would say it's been really my raison d'etre, my soapbox, to really bring women into their empowerment through their own sacred yoni temple.
So I guess that they say you teach you teach what you need to learn, or you teach what you want to heal. You healed yourself, I'm imagining, from all of this, and that's inspired you to teach others.
Absolutely. It took me to many different paths, to Reikian therapy, breath therapy, holotropic breath, and the genital massage offered so wonderfully by Joseph Kramer and Montauk Chia. So it has been a path of somatic awareness, pelvic release work, and clearing that really has, in fact, created a much more sensitive yoni than I can ever remember having in my 20s.
I have to say, just knowing you, you are the one of the most radiant people. You just absolutely emanate radiance, and I know it's coming from your pussy or your yoni. And I was just wondering, maybe we could start with a little breath work. Is there a way that you can actually breathe into your yoni? Is that something women can do? Maybe some of our listeners might be inspired to think, how can they start breathing now to get maybe bring some aliveness into that area? Is that kind of a reasonable question?
It is absolutely reasonable, and it's a cornerstone of how we begin to become more sensitive or embodied in our yoni. As a matter of fact, right here, sitting on the chair is a great way to start engaging the root or the yoni. Take a deep inhalation, and as you inhale, imagine slightly pushing out. I like to visualize sitting on a juicy, overripe peach. And as I inhale, the lips of my own yoni are just pushing the fleshy, overripe meat of the fruit into the chair. Yum. And guess what? This is an invitation for you to feel more sexy and more alive with every inhale, with every inspiration that you take.
Oh, so now can I do this with every exhalation, or how does this work? Is this like a process that I do like 10 times? What happens on the inhale? I mean, I'm already feeling like juicy and inviting. I don't know if I'm your average sample woman, so let's keep with our listener here, because I'm like already getting turned on.
Well, you're definitely not average. I think we all know that. But it is a much more full embodied breath. I think when women are turned on, they are more radiant. We are more attractive. It's like a law of attraction. When we come home to ourself and we feel our own juice, well, we're self-ignited. We're our own geyser of juice that just keeps on running and flowing, and there's no telling what we attract.
Okay, so I'm a woman, and I want to start breathing into my pussy or my yoni, and so what can I do? I breathe that breathing, that pushing out into my yoni, that overripe peach, and I can sort of feel it pushing into the chair, and I can actually feel my lips kind of pressing into the chair, and it kind of the nerve endings are kind of tingling. Then what?
Okay. After you inhale, and remember, it's a slight push out on the inhalation, exhale and just let the energy flow right up the back of the spine. Now, when you're first starting, you might put a lot of effort on this, but eventually I want you to find the breath that breathes you, so that this breath just becomes a natural way that we breathe. And the invitation is to be juicy for the rest of your life. With every breath, every inspirational breath you take, you have the ability to be that turned on.
Wow, I really like that. So we got one thing I love is you could do this in a business meeting, or just talking to your girlfriends, or how about talking to a guy? Would he feel it, you know, on some subtle level that you were just really attractive and he wouldn't maybe know why?
it definitely works. It works for me. And you know something? When you're turned on, you're much more creative. Inspirational thoughts come to you. Abundance flows your way. You can be enjoying even a traffic jam becomes a wonderful experience because you're using this time to cultivate your arousal. In the Indian tradition, they call this Shakti. And Shakti, when we are fulfilled in our Shakti or feminine energy, we're in alignment with the whole universe. So it stands to reason that when we're in alignment with the universe, we can pull that energy and couple with it and create a much more powerful existence for ourselves.
Well, I really love that, that we're really just including our whole body. So how about walking down the street so we're not pushing on anything? How do we feel our pussies?
Well, I feel like, especially when I go to big cities, like New York really does it for me. There's so much energy and excitement in New York. I love doing this breath walking on the sidewalks of New York. As a matter of fact, sometimes I get so turned on walking in cities where there's so much energy that I almost feel my knees buckling. And this is a good thing. Turn on is energy. Energy is our life force. And it doesn't mean that I want to climax all the time. I just want to stay turned on. I like that edge.
Okay, so even though we're not pushing into the seat, we can pretend that we're kind of pushing into the seat or maybe into a lover's body parts or whatever we want. Maybe we're just pushing into the universe or the ocean or some galactic lover.
Right. It's like taking that imaginary, yes, it's like taking an imaginary elevator down to the basement floor. It's not a full-on push, like we're not doing a calisthenics. It's subtle. And you know something really interesting? This push in the yoni, the pelvic floor, actually begins in the jaw.
That's really cool, huh?
It really does. If I have a tight, clenched jaw, I'm not going to feel my pussy. If I can let my jaw relax and let the neck open and maybe even let some sound out, like here's an example. I take that right down to my yoni. Try it. It's A-H, the sound A-H. Here we go.
Wow, that's really great. Sometimes when I coach women who are coming, I tell them if their jaw is tight, I say, imagine you've got a banana in your mouth and you don't want to bite the banana in half.
Right. Is that a banana in your pocket or are you happy to see me?
Right. You certainly don't want to bite the banana in half. Even make a mark.
Right.
Keep
it nice and supple.
Right, right. Well, we're going to take a break quickly in a moment, but I have one quick question first. How about for men? We don't want to leave our gorgeous Shiva, as we call them, or men out of this. How do they keep their wonderful organs and breath supple and happening too?
Well, my advice to men is to not be a tight ass. Don't be a tight ass, fellows. The same experience really works with the ani. Now, I love calling the anus the ani. I didn't invent that. My dear friends invented it. It sounds better. The ani referring to the sphincters, the two sphincters. You want to keep that area nice and relaxed. Taking that same direction of an inhale, do a very slight push out, almost like you're going to the bathroom. But again, we're not doing this forcefully, although when you're beginning, you might do this exercise at 100%. Then once you learn the technique, just take it down to about 5%, finding, like I said earlier, the breath that breathes you. So with each inhalation, gentlemen, you're invited to relax in the jaw. Imagine that you have a wonderful flower inside your mouth. You don't want to squash it or break the petals. And just relax in the ani, relax the sphincters. And it's a really wonderful breath, and it has very positive health benefits when we start putting attention on the sphincters. More on that later.
Okay, well, you got me waiting for more. Okay, well, we are going to take a break, so please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we're talking with Carolina Fleischman, and we'll be right back. You can find out more about Carolina at sacredspaceinstitute.com and also hottantra.com.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, and we're talking about juicy genital massage.
Yeah, our favorite topic.
Well, one of them anyway. Seems like we have lots of topics to talk about. Before the break, we were talking about teaching lover skills to groups, although I think we kind of quickly veered into anies and yonis. And anyway, I want to ask you about female genital massage, and that's one of your fun things that you teach. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh yes, it's so healing, bonding, empowering, and it's a wonderful way to really begin to know oneself. And before I teach genital massage to women or men, I really invite them to get to know themselves, to really practice on themselves in self-pleasuring mode, really know what makes their genitals happy, what makes them smile.
Well, I love that suggestion because I think that even that can be a major milestone for a lot of people. Have you found that that's something that's really difficult for a lot of people? I mean, was that hard for you when you were going through your kind of learning and pain and all of that? I mean, is that difficult for people to really get to know themselves? I mean, it sounds so easy when you say that, but I just want to stop for a moment. A lot of people don't want to be seen. A lot of people say, oh, it's easier to have someone else touch me. I think it's so important for people to learn about themselves, and I think often that may be even harder than having someone else touch them. What would you say to encourage people to get to know themselves?
I would say make love to yourself. Become your favorite lover. Find time when you'll not be interrupted. Turn off the phone. Put on your favorite nighty or scented candle, get some wonderful lube. Don't pleasure yourself necessarily to a climax. Pleasure yourself for the extraordinarily sensational experience of pleasure, pleasure for pleasure's sake. And again, borrowing from the Buddhist tradition of the witness, kind of step outside of yourself and with lubrication or gentle caresses on the entire body, not just rushing right into the genitals. I don't like when my lovers rush right into my genital area. I want to be caressed on the face and the heart and the breasts and the belly, eventually to the genitals. And take an erotic map of what works, what's pleasurable for you. When we want to learn about genital massage, it's so key that we really know what turns us on individually.
Wow, God, the way you said that makes me want to go set up a date with myself. Ooh.
As a matter of fact, I have been single for the last couple of years, and I've noticed that it's been such a pleasurable experience for me to start every morning loving myself. Now, I may not have the time or inclination necessarily to take myself to climax, but how wonderful for a woman like myself in my 40s to wake up in the morning and begin by caressing my face and caressing my breasts and belly, inner thighs, and then eventually pleasuring my yoni. Look, my yoni's gone through some changes over the years. I'm menopausal. There's differences. And I'm using this opportunity to get to know who I am at this stage of my life. And it's my belief that pleasure keeps us young. Pleasure will keep the yoni juicy and responsive.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you're absolutely gorgeous, and I'm sure you could have a line of guys around the block to do it for you. So you're doing it yourself, and, you know, because we do change. And so you're finding out about who you are now. Well, anyway, let's go back to if you are lucky enough to have somebody who's willing to do all these wonderful things for you, you've taken time to find out about yourself. Now what?
Well, the first thing I tell my lover is to breathe with me. Because my yoni, and I'm sure like many women out there, is extremely sensitive. She can be shy. She can have her different moods. So I really want to feel very in trust with the person who's going to approach my yoni and give her a massage. So the first thing I like to do with my lover is to eye gaze and breathe. And once we've established a nice connection on this level, I usually take their hand and I'll place their hand somewhere on my body, and I'll actually begin to teach them how to touch my yoni on an area other than my yoni. Because, well, I want the touch to be so intuitive. I want the touch to really receive as much from my body as I receive from their hand. So we sensitize the hand. The hand becomes an instrument of God. We send love, we send light, visualizations will work. And once we have a man or a woman who has this kind of sensitivity in the palm, in the fingertips, then we're very much ready to approach the sacred yoni temple.
Oh, I love that. Now, once again, the yoni is the vagina, the pussy, whatever word you use. And I love the fact that you have the touch on another part of the body. That feels very intimate and loving, you know, and you can communicate so much through touch. Then what?
The yoni massage includes 37 steps brilliantly weaved together by a co-teacher of mine, Ms. Shakti Shen, a wonderful tantrika here in the Bay Area. And one of the steps that begins the wonderful yoni massage is called pussy petting. And I think it's pretty obvious what it is. Nowadays, I know there are yonis in all different shapes and sizes. My yoni, personally, has lots of hair. I consider myself a wild woman with a hairy bush, and I love to have my hairy bush stroked. See, there's so much sensitivity on the body, even above the body, even just in the very edges of the hairs of the yoni. We rush right in to find the target point of the sacred temple. But actually, the whole yoni area, the thighs, the hair, they're all just aching to be brought into aliveness through touch, presence, and breath.
Okay, so now what?
Okay, well, after pussy petting, I personally love a little love tug. Now, be careful. We've done a lot of workshops, and I would say about half the women enjoy this and half don't. I personally and really adore the pubic hair around my lips, the labia majora, to be slightly tugged. What this is doing is it's awakening the gazillion nerve endings that live inside the yoni, inside the labia majora. So usually I communicate with my partner. I kind of use a number system. I might say something like, that's feeling like you're tugging me at about a 2. Let's take it up to a 4, or let's bring it down to a 3. Something really clear, because we don't want to have our partners groping, so to speak. We want to keep it very clear and non-conceptual. So the number system seems to work. After the tugging, you'll notice that the labia start to become quite plump and engorged. It doesn't really take much. So at this point, I love to peek and maybe now just slow down the process. Put the palm of the hand cupped over the yoni and just breathe energy right into the palm of the hand. Laying there, eye-gazing with the palm of the hand over the yoni temple, taking the breath together is a wonderful way to begin this delicious journey.
Wow. Well, I love that you're suggesting people check in at every step. I, for example, don't like my pubic hair touched. So, you know, everyone is different. And I love the tugging. So, you know, everyone is so different. And the communication is part of the turn on. So for me, just having someone going, is this a 1 for you? Is this a 5? Is this a 9? I mean, that's just for really, really hot for me. And maybe for someone else, even that might be like, I'll let you know if I don't like it, you know? And I think just the exploration is part of the turn on. So, okay, their hand is on your gorgeous yoni. Now what?
Well, now it may be time to enter the yoni. We'll want to lube up. I'll put a little extra lube. And actually, there is a way to put on lube perfectly, and that is to put it in the opposite hand, warm it up, and then dip the fingers. I like the 2 fingers, the index and third fingers, dipped into the lube so it's nice and warm. And then here's the most important part. May I enter your yoni? So after that question is answered appropriately, if it's a yes, then what happens is I like to instruct the giver to melt into the yoni temple. Actually, the yoni is a very persuasive part of the female anatomy, and the yoni will actually suck or draw in the fingers or the lingam, which is the Sanskrit for penis, and we don't need to force anything into the yoni temple because, as I said, she will, through her contractions, draw the fingers up into the inside. Now, we're not going into the introitus. We're now merely have gone through the temple doris or the labia majora, and we're resting inside the labia. At this point, exploration of the inside of the labia is very key, just taking a map of what's there, lubing, plenty of lube, so that there's a silkiness and no constrictions. And we move into water. We know how women love to be under the bathtub, having running water in our yoni. So we teach this gesture with 3 fingers of running water, kind of 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just tickling or enlivening. We need to have lots of lube, lots of breath, a nice slow tickling of the labia, opening ever so richly, accepting this wonderful stroke. So that was running water. And we might go back to that hold of the palm over the yoni. The fingers may be dangling inside the yoni ever so slightly, taking a breath. And afterwards, we're able to go a little bit deeper. It's great to do a check-in. Honey, how's this feeling for you? Do you need a little more lube? Do you want to take it back to the beginning? Can take it back to the first stroke, pussy petting, to love tug, to exploring the inner map of the labia majora, to water. After water, what I like to do is just begin with the third finger resting on the introitus. Now, the introitus is the opening, not going in, just resting teasingly over the yoni opening. Take a moment to allow her to breathe your finger inside of her. Notice that there's no way that we're using any force to enter the yoni temple. It's the yoni really calling all the shots. So she's breathing the finger into her yoni temple, and we just hold it.
Wow, wow, wow. I have to say, what woman wouldn't want to have that experience? It's a totally got to be something that a woman would want to really sit back and receive. So I just want to add a couple of my favorite things in addition to what you've said. Just a couple of things I like also are to have my labia squeezed and pressed. And that I like a lot of pressure, a lot more pressure than you might normally think. So just to experiment with the pressure and to just kind of move up and down the whole sides of the labia and are just a couple of other fun things. So, or just to sort of slide up and down kind of the lips of the labia. So just a few other ideas. So, okay, so we're going to take a break and then we're going to come back. We are talking to Carolina Fleischman, and you can find out more about Carolina Fleischman at Sacred Space Institute and also hottantra.com. And this is Dr. Patty Taylor. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. We're just going to hear from our sponsors.
Listen to On the Minds of Men, Uncensored Sex Talk with Dr. Lori, a weekly audio program bringing the best in sex therapy to your life on personallifemedia.com.
Back, and I'm Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking to Carolina Fleischman about juicy genital massage, and well, it really is juicy. So, we want to just maybe ask a little more about what's going on for the women, you know, because we're at a pretty juicy point, and maybe we'll have time to find out a little bit about men and a little bit more about what else you're doing in the world.
Yeah, well, getting back to the feminine side of things, notice that we didn't just dive in for her clitoris. This is a common mistake that a lot of lovers have made, thinking that, oh, a woman has a power spot or an on button. And the clitoris is actually a little bit finicky. It's kind of timid at first, and she really just wants to be coaxed and loved and feel trust, so we don't really just dive right in for that magic button, so to speak. We really work the entire area, and when there's engorgement and comfort and trust, then we start to work towards the clitoral area.
Yeah, and often by giving a woman a juicy genital massage, like you said, when there's engorgement, the clitoris, which may have been hiding underneath the hood, and you can't even find it by the end of a juicy genital massage, will be just popping right out and really easy to find, and really now you can give a woman that kind of pleasure that you're wanting to give her.
Exactly. And, you know, each woman is different. Just between you and I found out something about you. You like firm pressure, and I like the same kind of pressure that you might put on your eyeball if you were touching an eyeball. So there is a whole expanse of differences, and actually even per day or per hour, the yoni in its magical mysteries is ever changing.
Well, I like firm pressure on my labia. When you get to my clit, I tend to like really light pressure. So it really varies. And I only like the firm pressure on my labia when you're getting me, when you're building the engorgement. And because the squeezing is bringing blood to the area. So, and it's the same thing with a man's cock. So this might be a good transition when you're bringing the engorgement to the area. Once it's engorged, I want light. So let's talk about the men. So yeah, but it's so different for everyone. Let's talk about the men.
And it's so different for men. I've been a wonderfully, let's talk about men. In my life, I've had wonderful lovers, all different shapes and sizes and all different appetites. Some men prefer tickling and light touch to start to get them into their genital area. Other men will like to have the more firm squeezing at the base of the cock, bringing blood into the area. Each man is really very, very unique and special. The lingam, or wand of light, is really a very incredible map of the entire body system. Actually, the yoni is too. You've heard of reflexology under the foot. Well, the genitals also hold the map for all the different organs in the body. So when you're stroking the lingam, you're actually addressing the different organs and systems of the human being. With that in mind, we do really want to stroke and apply oil. You might want to first stroke dry, a lighter touch, or pressing down, press with the palm of the hand, the same energy, love, light flowing from the hand down into the cock, and just holding that area and breathing and eye gazing and just establishing that trust and bond and presence with your lover. Then when you're time to oil up, there's some wonderful strokes borrowed from the body electric school. Carpe diem, seize the day, in which you stroke towards his feet and up towards his heart at the same time. Taking your time, varying the speed, never losing eye contact, and never losing that connection. I don't know if you want to call it spirit or God or the great one, but really feeling that we're here not just as lovers, and it is great that we show up as lovers, but we're really showing up as sacred intimates. I am here for your highest good. I am here for your deepest healing. I often say that to my lovers, and I often love my lovers to say that to me, because I really feel like the deepest thing we can share with a person is this intimacy.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I'm really hearing from you, and that I think men are really going to appreciate, is that, you know, when you're giving a man a genital massage, you're not just sort of diving for their cock too, like trying to get them off. That your whole attitude about it is that you're just there to enjoy their lingam, as you call it, or their cock. You're really there to just give them pleasure without being as goal-oriented. You're just there to kind of explore.
Oh, I've had an incredible insight. Recently, I got a strap-on dildo, and they're really wonderful. But you know, Patty, it's hard work. It really is hard on the upper body. Our men really work hard servicing us. Our men work really hard servicing us. So I think it's so wonderful to allow my man to just lay back and receive and let me do the work for a while, stroking. And as you said, we're not really there to get them off. We're there to get them on, turn their entire body on.
They do work hard. And I think it's about time men received a lot more pleasure.
Actually, I agree. And I love to give men pleasure in the area of the ani. We were talking about that earlier. So much negativity can be associated with the asshole. I mean, after all, when you're mad at somebody, what do you call them? You asshole.
Yes, that's right. Well, can you tell us a little bit about the prostate massage?
Of course. The ani, or the anus, has many different sensitive nerve endings. So the first thing that I like to do before delving into the prostate, which is considered the male G-spot, is to massage and awaken and soften the anal sphincters. There's two sphincters, and they both really need to be softened with breath, with lots of lube, tickling, little stretching movements, maybe even invite the man to squeeze. Right now, all you men out there, take an inhale and squeeze those anal sphincters nice and tight. Hold the breath, squeeze tight, and now release and let all that energy, all those nutrients, just flow right into the anal area. That should feel really nice. It feels good for women, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, after a fashion, you've massaged the anal sphincters, you've lubed up, you might put on rubber gloves. Make sure if you're not using gloves that the nails are soft and not sharp. You may very slowly enter. And again, the first step is, may I enter your anus? Or would you like an anal massage today, honey? Would you like me to go deeper? Get permission first. If a permission has been established, you've been given the green light, so to speak, lube up, and just very slowly, again, just like the yoni, allow the breath, allow his breath and contractions to pull your finger in. Men, my lovers go wild with this. They love the idea that it's slow, that my gift to them is my presence, my time, and my ability to really enjoy the stillness.
What does a breath sound like?
Let's see. A deep breath right from the base of the pelvic floor. Take an inhale in. Let's all do it together. Right. And a nice exhale.
Makes me want to have a prostate.
You don't have a prostate.
Well, then I'll give one. Any guys around? Let's go find some.
No. I'm sure there'd be some willing for us. Yes, what a team.
I know.
To do the next show on that.
Well, we'll go out later on. Oh. Sure, we'll find some.
Oh, yes. There's a gardener out there later.
He was pretty cute, too.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. Anyway. Let's talk about some of the other work you're doing.
Okay.
and then we'll wrap up the show.
Well, I'm very much enjoying exploring the G-spot. Now, my own G-spot story did not start out so easy. When my G-spot was first touched, I guess about 10 years ago, it was so painful and so yucky, I vowed never to have it done again. But of course, that's not exactly the arena I'm in. And usually my code is whatever really I'm fearful of or repel, I like to go forward through. And I'm glad I did, because there wasn't a lot of information around 10 years ago, but it was something that I felt really needed to be explored, especially since I've started to have feelings come up and memories. Anyway, fast forward to today, I feel like it's so important for female empowerment to really be connected to all the different areas of our yoni. And the G-spot, through sensitivity, awareness, slowness, building the trust, can be an incredible doorway to our inner world. And in the end of
So you're doing a workshop on it.
Yes, exactly. I'm sponsoring one of the experts in the field, Dr. Deborah Sundahl. She's from New Mexico. I've invited her to come, and I have some wonderful women friends who will be partaking in this workshop. It's a week-long intensive. In the end of February, we'll be going up to a beautiful retreat center in Northern California, and we'll be exploring on ourselves within the group of women. It's for women only. We'll be exploring the G-spot and all the different terrains and emotions in a very safe and exquisitely beautiful setting. Great food, great facilitators, and you can get that information from my website. I'm very excited to be hostessing that.
Okay, so we will have the links to all of your stuff on your episode page. So before we close the show, I'd like to ask you one final question. What motivates you most to share this work with other people?
I feel it is our birthright. It is really the one thing that I know in my life that has given me joy. Besides the money and the things that we acquire, products, possessions, our own life, besides possessions and material goods,
what we really have that make us feel rich is the richness of our bodies, the pleasure that can be unleashed through this journey and the transformation that I've seen people take when they really come back to their bodies to experience full embodiment. That is joy. That is the riches that life has to offer.
Wow. And how many people have you seen probably?
I could not count. I've been having an incredible life, 10 years of a wonderful private practice, workshops. I must say it's been a very blessed life.
Hundreds, thousands?
I would say thousands and more.
Yeah, so you know from whence you speak. So
it's been a wonderful life.
So thank you so much, Carolina, for joining us today. We're going to close the show on this amazing note. Join us next week on the Expanded Lovemaking Show. We're going to talk about compassionate communication in lovemaking. So this does bring us to the end of the show. Thank you once again.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Patty.
So please send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com for texts and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network. Please visit our website at personallifemedia.com. You can find out more about Carolina at sacredspaceinstitute.com and hottantra.com. This is your host, Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.